Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On the Wester Hotline to talk more about the Indianapolis Colts is Kevin Bowen from 1070 The Fan. Kevin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Looking forward to Saturday.
I know everybody is going to want me to ask you about Jonathan Taylor because he's the focal point of the offense, but let's start with the quarterback. How would you describe how Phillip Rivers' season has been with the Colts to this point?
Well, he's been a definite upgrade from what they had last year with Jacoby Brissett under center. He's given this team much more of an efficient passing offense. They have improved in the big play aspect of things as well, which is something that they definitely wanted to improve on. And honestly, and I think it's kind of the big, you know, stereotype on Rivers, he's actually protected the ball better than what Jacoby Brissett and the passing offense, you know, had last season, which I don't think that was the expectation. That seemed to be a strength. The one area that this unit has been held back is they've struggled on third down and in the red zone. And certainly that's a key on Saturday. So that's pretty much what Rivers has looked like. He's playing without his left tackle, Anthony Costanzo. That's his most, in my opinion, the most important player on this football team. And I think when Costanzo hasn't been in the lineup and the numbers bear this, this offense has not been as potent, especially from a passing attack. So I think that's something to watch again on Saturday.
Kevin, when they throw the ball, you know, we were just talking about how, you know, they get all these yards after catch. We were looking, you know, they throw a lot to the running backs and tight ends. If there is a key player in the passing game, like here, of course, we'd say Stephon Diggs. Is there a guy that is a key player in the passing game or not for Indianapolis?
Well, certainly T.Y. Hilton is their number one wideout. And while he hasn't had the normal T.Y. Hilton season, there's been moments here as of late where he has been that guy. Now I fully expect Sean McDermott and that, you know, Leslie Frazier and company to do everything they can to make sure Hilton isn't, you know, beating them. So if that's the case, I think Michael Pittman, the number two wideout, he was the number 34 overall pick back in April. Much more of a big body guy, but yet has made a lot of plays after the catch this season. He's actually ran the football a couple times as well. So he's 6'4", 225, can move. Again, he's the son of Michael Pittman, for those that, you know, remember the longtime running back for Tampa Bay and a couple other stops. So I think he is a big X factor for this offense. You know, yes, as you said, Rivers loves to utilize running backs. Nyheim Hines, a big part of that as well. But if teams do take away Hilton, you know, how well does Pittman impact things? I think that's a big big key.
So is the MO for Phillip Rivers get the ball out fast, a lot of shorter timing routes for the yards after catch from that?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, he gets the ball out, you know, about as fast as any quarterback in the league. I mean, you guys have watched him. The guy can't move. I mean, he's a statue. You know, watching him scramble or attempt to throw on the run, it makes Colts fans, I think, cry and maybe even laugh at the same time. So certainly he wants to get to his spot. And you know, from a mental standpoint, I mean, he's brilliant. I mean, he knows full well, you know, where, you know, protections need to be, where the defense is pre-snap, post-snap, all of that. So they are trying to out-chess match you. Quick rhythm, know where the reads are, you know where pressure is coming from. Yes, they will take some chances down the field, but in the weather you're going to see on Saturday, if you have to get into obvious passing situations, Phillip Rivers and his offense will be exposed.
Okay, so the running game now. We spent all that time talking about the passing offense. Is basically, if you were the Bills' defense, would you load up to stop Jonathan Taylor? Is that number one on your list to stop the Colts' offense?
Load up. Yes, without a doubt. honestly, outside of Derrick Henry, I don't know if there's a hotter running back in the NFL right now than Jonathan Taylor. He's looked like the guy that we saw at Wisconsin, who really was one of the more decorated college running backs we've seen in quite some time. And, you know, if you watch him, it's not just purely the yards, which obviously stand out, but it's how he's getting those yards. There's a make-you-miss element to his running style that we did not see early in the season. He was benched, honestly, on a couple of occasions after Marlon Mack, their starter, towards Achilles in the second quarter of the season opener. I think they figured, you know, Taylor should be that number one back, but it's taken some time. And really ever since about mid-November, again, you know, besides Henry, to me, he's the second best running back in the league right now, currently, you know, with how he's running. So the blueprint with, you know, Buffalo, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit off base in this, but it seems like if the defense has struggled in an area this year at times, it's been stopping the run. And so I feel like the Colts look at their blueprint and think, boy, feed Taylor, play off Taylor, because, again, if you establish him, you know, can you find some success in the play-action game, or, you know, a guy like Nyheim Hines, the change of pace back, and sustained drives. The Colts were the best in the NFL at avoiding three and outs this year. I think it was second best at 10-play drives, so that would help them. And if you play keep away a little bit and then finish off those drives, again, that's on paper kind of what I think the recipe looks like for the Colts.
Hey, is he, before you spin over to the defense, is Taylor, is he more effective, you know, between the tackles? Does he get to the edge? Is he a little bit of an everything kind of running back?
Yeah, you know, he's 230 and runs 4.3. So it's quite the combination there. I would say the make you miss part to his game, again, it's something we've started to see more of here as of late. I think he's best utilized in space, and when he gets downhill, boy, you know, it's hard to catch him. And then he's broken through some arm tackles here lately as well. So, yeah, I would say a little bit more of the outside action and, again, getting him in space. But lately, I think we've seen just a different confidence out of him, and 230 pounds and breaking through arm tackles and falling forward and delivering body blows. That's been there. And this is what the Colts want to do. I mean, their offensive line is littered with high draft picks. They want to pound it. They want to alleviate some of the stress off of Phillip Rivers. And it's taken some time this year, but finally we are starting to see that.
We're with Kevin Bowen from 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis. So I'm sure you guys this week out there are talking a lot about Josh Allen and the Bills passing offense. So the secondary, Colts pass defense, pass coverage, how is it?
Yeah, I'd say it's the biggest weakness on this defense, rush and cover, honestly. The edge rushing aspect to this team has been very underwhelming. Justin Houston's sack numbers will look nice on paper, but he's really, really been inconsistent in creating pressures or QB hits, things like that. They've drafted a couple second-rounders the last few years that have not, you know, lived up to it. Kamoko Ture is one of those guys. He did have a couple QB hits last week against Jacksonville. But he hasn't looked kind of full strength since coming back from an ankle injury. And ironically enough, you know, Colts fans look at Buffalo's roster and think, wait, weren't both those edge rushers on Indianapolis's roster at one point throughout their careers? Although it was a long time for Jerry Hughes and even Mario Addison. And then in the secondary, it's a unit that plays a lot of zone. Xavier Rhodes has definitely been a major upgrade and has really kind of resurrected his career, and I think is the definite number one corner. Now, the Colts don't shadow a lot. I'm curious if they might do that with Stephon Diggs, and considering the history between Rhodes and Diggs, with both of them coming from Minnesota, that's kind of something that I have on my radar. But right now, secondary-wise, it is a unit that, again, has really gotten shredded, to be honest with you, over the past month and a half. It's a lot of different passing offenses, but since they've played better quarterbacks, you know, Rodgers, Tannehill, Watson, Carr, I don't know if we call Big Ben one of those anymore, but, I mean, he definitely got the better of them in the second half a few weeks ago. That unit has struggled, and if there isn't that kind of game-changing turnover, or they've been really stout goal to go, that's really been the only aspect for this defense that's consistently gotten them off the field.
The last guy I want to ask you about is DeForest Buckner. And, you know, we can talk about a guy like Aaron Donald on the interior of the line who can really destroy an opposing team. Is Buckner, is he that kind of worry for opposing teams? Or I guess tell me what the impact he has there on this defense.
Yeah, you know, I can't go full Donald. I think Donald's probably the best defensive lineman, certainly, that I've seen in quite some time. But whatever that notch below, you know, Chris Jones, Cameron Hayward, Fletcher Cox, I'm trying to think of the other interior defensive linemen that are great players in the league. I mean, Buckner's certainly in that mix. Honestly, if you go back and watch the Super Bowl, if San Francisco holds on and wins that game, Buckner is probably deserving of some MVP votes, which, again, wouldn't have happened because no one votes for a defensive tackle. But he played like that, and he is a very high motor, high effort. 6'7", 300 pounds, and you look up, and it's play 65 in the fourth quarter, and the dude's running sideline to sideline. So, yes, he is a freak physically, and you cannot block him one-on-one. But I go back to what I said earlier. It's been the interior pressure. Or really, that's it for this defensive front this season. They don't like to blitz a lot. Now, I think they might because they've done that with Deshaun Watson, and I think they view Josh Allen in a little bit of a similar boat. But, yeah, Buckner leaving it, you know, guys one-on-one against him is a mistake. He's very, very disruptive. Was just named AFC Defensive Player of the Month for what he's done here the last month. And his defense, honestly, is just totally different when he's off the field. He's only off the field for about 10 or 15 snaps a game. But if you look at the numbers, yards per carry, I think all their turnovers forced this year have come from Buckner playing on the field, which is just crazy to say that about a defensive tackle.
Good stuff. Kevin, thanks. Thanks for giving us some time this morning, and enjoy all the games this weekend.
Yep. Can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.